mostly clear skies and a little chilly, low in the mid-30s, and partly cloudy skies through most of the day, a little sunshine as well on Thursday. High expected to reach in the mid-60s.
Right now, a little sunshine, 52 here in downtown Cynthiana. And good Tuesday morning to you. It is time for Coffee Break Extra, being brought to you today by the Ross Opera House, Harris Memorial Hospital, Smith Insurers, and Ewald Jewelers on Main. And with that, we say good morning to our host, Mr. James Smith.
Hey, good morning, Edward.
Hello, sir.
Happy Tuesday to you.
It is. Bright sunshine outside.
Yep. A bright, sunshiny day.
Do have to say real quick, we got a text message in as I was wrapping up birthdays. Bradley Copes' birthday is today. Sorry, Bradley Copes. Has a happy birthday going out to him today. As we mentioned, that came out a little bit behind the birthdays today, but we got it in there. Big show today.
Yeah, it is. I got Commissioner Connor here, and it is, let me see here, it's School Bus Driver Appreciation Day.
Okay.
If you're just wondering what the national day is, so appreciate those school bus drivers.
Yeah, see lots of candy bars.
Taking our kids and grandkids to and from school.
That's a job I would not want.
But so important, though.
Oh, it very much is important.
That's a very, very important job, and I do appreciate all of our bus drivers.
Yep.
I just don't have the patience. But I'm glad that other people. I'm glad that other people do.
That's right.
That's pretty good.
It's also National Lost Dog Awareness Day, National Cherry Cheesecake Day. I think I can get behind that one. And National Picnic Day.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. It's a little cool here for a picnic today.
It's going to get up to 69.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, it's lovely.
Yeah. Commissioner Connor, City Commissioner over Public Works and Public Utilities. Welcome back to the show. It's been a couple months since you were on.
Yes, sir. Honored to be here. Glad to be here.
I think last time you were here, we were like in the middle of winter, and so, you know, we didn't have a bad winter. How many times did you all have to spread salt?
Three.
Just three times?
Yes.
And never had to scrape the roads, did you?
Once.
Oh, just once?
Yes. God was very generous to us there. Of course, we never know what the winter time's going to bring, but the more milder the winter, the better for everybody. Safety is always the most important thing. A lot of people think when we get snow and ice, they wonder how they're going to get back and forth, but our guys is out there risking themselves and, you know, bigger size trucks than normal trying to treat that stuff. So from the safety standpoint, the less of snow and ice both is the greater
right.
good.
Right.
I mean, that's what we honestly pray for.
Yeah, and it saves us money.
Yes.
That salt is not cheap that we spread all over.
No.
All over
it's not.
The streets.
People really underestimate that too, Mayor. Like a dump truck is about, it's about $3,500, and that doesn't last near as long as what everybody would think. It's only a couple of days of spreading.
Yeah.
So,
well, if you think about, you know, if you go get a bag of salt for your sidewalk, you know, how expensive that is, you know, and it may not seem expensive, $5 for a bag, but multiply that times all the streets in the entire city, you know, that we have to salt. That's how much salt we have on hand to be prepared for a snow event.
Yes.
So if we don't have to use it, we got it for next year.
It saves money. You got alleys and parking lots, too. A lot of people
that's right.
don't pay attention to those kinds of things. But the guys are really good in our prep work to get ready for the snow. I know that we usually have, like, if they're giving out a chance for Thursday, our trucks is up and ready by Tuesday, and we're ready to go.
Right. Now we've built a new, is it a hoop, called a hoop barn? For salt storage.
Yes.
Out at our maintenance facility, which is on Safety Way. So yes. That's new. That's something that we've done this year that we didn't have last year.
Yes, and that's already made a huge a benefit to the city, because everything is right there in the central location that we're at. and it makes it just a faster turnaround to, you know, get the trucks filled, you know, to get the boxes on them and so forth. That hoop barn has already benefited the citizens of Cynthiana, even if they didn't realize that we have put one of those up. We've already seen benefits from it.
Well, and another benefit is we're no longer paying rent to store our stuff, salt and all kinds of other stuff, somewhere else. So let's switch gears now. Wintertime is behind us, hopefully.
Yes.
for good. But springtime is here, and that brings a whole new set of jobs for your, especially public work. So let's talk about that transition and what you guys are doing now.
We're going from winter to spring. The number one thing is grass. One of the things I also realized early on in my first year of my term is that you have to attack the weed side of spring very, very, very early. If not, it takes no time at all for that to get away from somebody. So even at the end of February, we was already going to our really bad areas, I like to call them, as far as weeds go, and started doing it. We've already hit downtown twice. A lot of people's going, wow, it's just April. But we have sprayed the whole downtown twice and the parking lots. So that's just a process you got to do also. We've already probably mowed 10 times so far.
10 times already.
10 times. And it doesn't take very long for that season to really get kicked in. And people got to realize we had that 1 week where I think we had like maybe like 8 days of rain.
You're right.
In 10 days. Well, grass jumped. So it took us quite some time to get that caught up. But we are up to 4 mowers now. So we can send out 4 guys. That has really helped tremendously on the amount of time of mowing. And
then weed eating, yeah, yes. River banks. And, you know, the more river walk we do, the more weeds we got to keep back.
Yes, sir. So, that's what it is.
That's one of the things that you guys do. And you do it well. And I don't think people realize the number of lots in the city that the city owns and maintains.
It's a ton. If you drive down, you know, Mill, try to give them the areas, Mill, you know, or some on Poplar, few on, I think one on Penn. We have lots everywhere and they're in every little nook, corner, and cranny that you would never even realize that the city has to maintain. A lot of that came from flood properties from the flood of 97. And then some of those is just some lands that we have acquired over the years. And we have quite a bit of mowing that people don't realize. And some people may say, well, why don't y'all contract that out? We can do it our own self much cheaper, and that's the most important part. And we hold our own standard, which is very high. We keep these lots looking really nice. A lot of people are able to utilize them for green space, picnics, you know, family gatherings, cookouts.
Right.
City is very relaxed in trying to make things better for the community as a whole, which is a wonderful thing. So we take a lot of pride in trying to make those places look really nice.
Yeah, and some of those lots was bought with grant money from FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and the stipulations in those grants is they have to always remain green space. So people ask me, well, why don't you sell those and let people build houses on them? Well, we can't because the money we got to purchase them and tear down the flood houses and relocate the people who live there, there's stipulations there that we have to keep those in perpetuity, I think is the term. So we can't get rid of them, but we do allow people who may be own next door,
yes,
to lease them from the city as an extra yard or something. So that happens as well. So let's talk about brush pickup, because I've been getting a lot of questions. Spring, there was a lot of wind. There's limbs down, brush down. And the city offers a service that people can take advantage of.
Yes. It's really, if you take your brush, bring it to the front of your house, as close to the curb as you possibly can, we'll simply come and pick it up. We follow the route that your trash is picked up on. So if your trash truck comes on Mondays, that's the area of town that we're picking brush up. If it's Tuesday, so on. And
so you don't have to call.
No, you don't have to call City Hall. Now, if you have an overabundance, maybe a little bit larger than normal, probably be good if you could probably maybe call City Hall for that. So we can maybe send a couple of our guys with a couple dump trucks and go ahead and get that knocked out. But normally we're able to handle a whole route with just one dump truck.
Yeah, and this is just ordinary brush. If you take a tree down, if you have a contractor remove a tree,
that's on the contractor.
That's on the contractor. They're supposed to remove that much wood. We just pick up the brushes that the wind knocked down, or if you trim up a tree a little bit or some shrubs, bring those out and we'll take care of it.
Absolutely.
And also another service that's not taken advantage of very often is the sidewalk demolition service that your guys offer. The city, and I think this goes back to Virgie Wells when you served before, wanting to help citizens who replace broken sidewalks. We will come, tear it up, and haul it away for free.
Yes. And we have done that, and like I said, in this term of mine, we've done that in several places. We want to do everything in our power to assist the citizens of our community fully. One of the reasons that made me run is that I love helping people. That's just something that's wired. I'm just made like it. That's my DNA. My mother and father installed those things in me, and I just love helping others. So, I mean, the city is a great opportunity for me to utilize those tools I have of helping others to do things like that. Tearing up the sidewalk, I promise you, is the hardest part. Putting it back is much more simpler than removing the old. A lot of people don't realize it of how big of a benefit that is. And we take it and dump it for you. You know, most times you have to pay somebody to go somewhere and dump. We have some designated spots that's ours we can dump at. It just makes that whole expense cheaper, period.
Right. All you have to do is pay for the contractor to put the sidewalk back.
And be honest, we even make sure that we level it out to where it's pre-prepped for them to come in on day one and start the new sidewalk. We make sure to level it up. We just don't yank it up and leave it, you know, messy. It is pre-prep ready for the contractor.
Right. Yeah, your guys do a great job at all the things that they do.
They absolutely.
Really, really do. Many water leaks this winter. I know wintertime is usually one of those times when the ground freezes and then it thaws out.
The thing with water leaks is when it gets cold, sometimes it takes you a while for it to actually surface. And what I mean by that is when the ground freezes, it will play like a barrier to allow the water not to get to the surface. But like the homeowner's side, it really jumps as far as water leaks go. You have more in between November to February, you'll have more water leaks at residents' homes.
So between the meter and their house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Between the meter and their house. And those is things that we just have zero control over. Now, we had one huge leak, and it was due to the cold weather as well, going out Connersville, right there in that very first curb, once you go a little bit past the county barn, and right there where that little rock quarry pond is.
Yeah.
Right there, we hunted throughout the night, started about 10 p.m., could not locate that until the sun broke. It was on a hillside running straight down the hill to a creek, and it made it very difficult to get to that. That's the one day where school got canceled the following morning. And our water department and our public works and our fire department came out and assisted us. Todd and Harrison County Water Association, Nathan came in. We all set up like a central location at the water plant. We started cutting off valves. We really got that situation back under control very quickly. Once we started putting our heads together, I want to say in about maybe an hour and 45 minutes, once we was able to isolate and we knew what area, we knew it had to be between the bypass and Seabiscuit. We was positive of that. So we knew it was either at the industrial park or it had to be on the bypass. So we started closing this valve, open this one up, and let's see what the pressure does. Okay, nothing happened. Let's go open up this valve. And we was, you know, that was really, really high quality work done by everybody.
Right.
And I'm very comfortable in saying that we have very capable and educated people. Todd Blandum is absolutely wonderful. As far as our knowledge of our infrastructure here, that's something that I'm sure everybody just takes for granted. Every drop of water in this county is made at the city of Cynthiana's water plant. I think so many people do not realize that. Yeah. Now, we understand it.
Yeah, we need to go to the break now. Music's playing. We're going to hear from some of our sponsors, and then we'll be right back.
A cancer diagnosis is never a good thing, but knowing you can receive quality oncology care in your own community is. Harrison Memorial Hospital in Cynthiana, Kentucky is excited to offer hematologist-oncologist Dr. Michael Horn. Dr. Horn is board certified and has spent more than 20 years treating cancer patients. He's joined by oncology nurses specially trained in chemotherapy administration. They offer a chemotherapy and infusion therapy suite, making travel to treatment easier. A proud member of the UK Markey Cancer Center affiliate network, Harrison Memorial Hospital offers diagnosis, treatment, and research at the local level. Accredited by the Commission on Cancer, they've even earned a 5-star quality rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Treating cancer close to home can make all the difference.
Ewalt Jewelers on Main. Now, we could talk carat weight, clarity, color, and cut, but the important thing is if you have someone special that you want something special for, you need to see Steve Ewalt. Whether it's holidays, special occasions, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding gifts, Steve will help you find the perfect gift. Watch, clock, and jewelry repairs. You can resize, remount, or change your stone settings. Quality merchandise, repairs, and awesome service combined with a name you can trust. Ewalt Jewelers on Main. Phone 234-3741.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call Talu, Becky, or Joseph at Smith Insures, 234-3641.
If you have a guest or topic that you would like to hear on Coffee Break Extra, please call 234-1400. And now, back to today's program.
Hey, welcome back to Coffee Break Extra. This is a $6 million man.
That's who it is. It's Lee Majors. His other show, The Fall Guy.
The Fall Guy, yeah.
Yeah, he turns 85 today.
Okay, Lee Majors from Middlesbrough.
Yeah,
he's a Kentucky boy.
Yeah. Big football field down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he turns 85 today. Valerie Bertinelli turns 64. Anyway, want to talk Ross Opera House?
Yeah, we'll talk real quick. We've got the movie Godzilla X King Kong, the new empire, or something like that. The new kingdom, or something like that.
Godzilla and Kong.
Godzilla and Kong together.
At the Ross Opera House.
What a tag team there.
Have you all raised the roof a little bit to get them in?
You know, we've got a inflatable T-Rex costume.
Okay.
I'm just looking for a gorilla costume. If I had a gorilla costume and the T-Rex costume, I could do a pretty good promotional video. So if anybody out there has a gorilla costume that
maybe surprised
they just happen to have in their closet... Let us know. We'll throw a quick, stupid, funny video together. And
so that is one costume you do not have.
Yeah, I don't have a gorilla costume.
Yet.
Yeah.
But, okay.
But that's coming up this weekend.
One weekend only.
Friday and Saturday at 7, Sunday at 4 o'clock. So.
Got to go this week.
Got to go this week. And you better get your tickets for our upcoming The Complete History of Cynthiana Abridged. That's a comedy show coming up in May that the four of us owners of the Roz Opera House have written, directed, produced, and we're doing all the acting. So we're playing all the parts.
I just realized that means it's gorilla free.
Yeah, this show is gorilla free. No gorillas in this one.
Okay. But that's coming up in the middle of May. So go on and get your tickets. RossOperaHouse.com, the place to head over to.
Yeah.
You do have a couple of texts, by the way, that'll let you check out. And,
I do. Let me see.
Yeah. For David, and kind of let him. One of them's very nice. The other one's a question. So I'll let you check that out here.
One says, let me see. A very good program. Thanks to all workers proud of our city. Which, I think that echoes so many other compliments. And this question is, how would the new water regulations affect the water rates?
We as a body would have to determine that. I'm not really sure that we would have to have a water rate increase at some point, but I'm not sure the time frame.
I'm assuming they're asking about the water regulations related to lead and copper.
Yes, well, that
pipe
should
remover. That should not
have any effect.
Yeah,
that was a federal mandated program. We did get a little bit of grant money towards that, which we have really, really done an excellent job on that. Todd has been on that from day one. I went to two or three different seminars with him on our lead line removal. Cynthiana.
You know, we started that about 20 years ago. 20 years ago before anybody else was talking about it. Yes. And so we don't have that many lead lines here.
We don't. That's what I was about ready to say. We're way ahead of the curve. I think it would be safe to say we're at about 90% lead-free now, and that 10% may very well be hidden in places that you would never think of, and they could even be in some abandoned lines or it's no longer properties. You won't be able to find those because there's no reason to. A lot of people don't know where them places were. Like, I'll give you a real good example. Down on Lewis Stoutway, which used to be Order Street, that whole riverside had homes. Now, we didn't have to go over and take out those lead lines. Plus, we changed that water line, period. So a lot of those were just abandoned and killed. And I'm sure we have other examples of that in some of these vacant areas that once had properties.
Right. Well, we do, we need our citizens' help in inventorying all the lines in the city. And so we have guys going out, knocking on doors and,
yes.
Asking, and it's legit if they ask if they can, see and take a picture of where your water line comes into your basement or crawl space. They legit just want to know.
Yes.
And then we have a hydro excavator. If they can't get in your house and see, then they're going to have to dig a hole.
Yes. And it's not a really very, very big hole. One bag of sand will fill it back up, but the hydro has been wonderful. It's a high pressure washer, basically, and it'll just wash the dirt away and go straight down to the pipe. And we can test the line and see if it's lead. If it's not, we just take a bag of sand and fill it in and throw a little grass and a little drop of straw, and we're off. A very clean, easy, and fast way to be able to test a line. Also want to put out there, if anybody knows for sure, they have changed their water lines to copper or PVC, anything other than lead, from their homes to the street, please call City Hall, and just give your address, and we'll get that to Todd, and he'll get it to Brandon.
And they can cross your house off the list.
Yes, and then you're covered. So any help that the citizens give us, please. I told them about mine because mine was listed as a lead line still, And I changed mine to straight copper probably 25 years ago.
Right.
But I was on the list as lead.
Right. Yeah, so I guess the answer is we don't expect new water regulations to affect water rates.
No.
And then our water rates, you know, we always have to bring this up and brag about this. We're the second lowest in the Bluegrass Area Development District, which is a 17-county area, the second lowest water rates. So something to be proud of and something to promote our community.
Yes, and our water quality is usually in the top three of that consistently. And that's one thing I really feel that gets underappreciated, because I hear people try to talk about our water here in Cynthiana. I take that personal. I put our water up against anybody's in the country. I really, truly mean it. Brain them
now,
out.
Now, right now.
Yes.
And over the last 15 years, absolutely. I think where a lot of that comes from is maybe 25 years ago, we did not have the best water quality. And a lot of violations and notices of violations. And so we got a reputation of having bad water. But that was 25 years ago.
It was. I had to.
We've come a long, long way in 25 years to where we do have some of the best water in the state.
We do. I served my first terms underneath of that ugly umbrella. And the bad word, you know, letters was THO levels. That is no longer a issue in Cynthiana. And that's something that everyone from top to bottom should be very, very proud of and very excited about. Because we did have very bad testing there at one time when I first served, and which that was 22 years ago now.
22, yep.
So it's a huge in improvement, huge.
Yep.
God has been good to Cynthiana when it comes to our water.
Well, and we have, I think we're producing 2 million gallons a day.
Yes.
And we have a capacity for 6 million. So, you know, as we get, you know, think about the distillery that we've just gotten that's going into the business park. Distilleries are big water users.
Yes.
You know, and so that water capacity and quality of our water put us up there to get that, because they could have gone other communities.
Absolutely.
And so, all right. Dave, we just have a few more minutes. Anything else you want to talk about or anything your guys are doing that you want to brag on them about?
Well, I always can brag on them. I really appreciate the effort my guys give me day in and day out. And that's across the board from wastewater to the water plant to my public works. I have three really excellent supervisors in Brad Wright and Todd Blatnum and Gary Barrett, and our communications are really excellent. We used to have staff meetings and do it every single week, but we have gotten so organized that we can make, you know, we went down to twice a month. Now we can get by with once a month. And if they have a problem, we just reach out to one another. It's a complete team effort across the board with my guys. And being an old football coach, I'm all about team. And I just think that people really underestimate the quality of employees we have sometimes.
Well, you know, there's this perception that if you're a government worker, you know, there's five people standing around watching one guy in the ditch doing the work. You know, when I come to a job site where your guys are, you don't see that. In fact, you don't see anybody standing around watching somebody else work. Even the supervisors are there working with the guys and getting the job done. And that's one of the things I'm super, super proud of.
Yes, and it motivates them when they see their supervisors get in there. Like, I went out and got me a work shirt. And, you know, I got my neon green. I jump in and go help them from time to time. They enjoy that. I'm blessed enough to be in excellent shape, and it's good, healthy exercise. I don't mind going and working with them here and there, and that makes them feel good. And we go and break lunch together and come, you know. Anytime you can congregate together as a group, it makes you better.
Right, right.
You know, fellowship is huge, huge.
Yes, it is. So Well, David, thanks for coming on the show today.
Glad to be here.
We'll try to do it again maybe in a month or two.
That sounds excellent.
Maybe bring some of your guys in here and we'll let them talk about water.